Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. Ruth covers our area, of course, for the Republican American. You can find the Republican American at newsstands, get home delivery, and also on the web, rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Well, we covered, had a real nice day in Millerton yesterday. They had their first annual food festival on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you made it.
We made it there. We're there from 11 to 2, and lots of people stopping by, and something which, because that's the first time we've been out since the pandemic really came down.
Right.
We had lots of people stop by and drop off donations.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it was real nice, and big crowd in town.
And you were glad to get out, I'm sure.
It was nice. Yeah. I had a lot of help. Because there's lots of things I can't do.
Glad you're out and about.
Yeah.
Well, on this side of the border, busy too. Busy weekend. We were up at the Peddler's Flea Market, and it was a gorgeous day on Saturday up at the South Canaan Meeting House lawn. And this is run by the Historical Society, Falls Village Canaan Historical Society, and always a lovely event. And, you know, Marshall, as we've said all along, all these events are being so well attended because of last year. Everybody wants to get out, and so people are seeing more success in their fundraisers, which is nice. Yes.
Now, I wanted to get to your story about Falls Village, because this the story about the Democratic process, whether it was followed or not.
Mm-hmm.
It basically, after your story points out to me, some there were mistakes on both sides.
Yeah, this is a case in which some Democrats filed an appeal with the State Central Committee because they felt the meeting or caucus, or I mean, it's so confusing because of COVID and what they're calling it, was illegal, and they didn't like the fact that they have no choice. They feel they have no choice. The Democratic Town Committee has endorsed Henry Todd, who's a Republican incumbent for selectman, for another term, and therefore turning their backs on Douglas Cohn, who put his name in the ring. But so they filed an appeal saying there were lots of errors made in those meetings, and the State Central Committee agreed that there was one error made. There shouldn't have been a secret ballot at one of the meetings. But other than that, they said all the rules were followed, and it was confusing because rules have changed because of the pandemic, but everything else was done according to Hoyle, and that the appeal was dismissed. So, but as you and I well know, there's a lot of friction in Falls Village these days, and most of it stems from the fact that there is an affordable housing complex being proposed that many people don't like. So,
and Lou Timelot was the latest one to chime in a story in the Republican America, where he went and spoke to people at the state, and and I guess so. At the bottom line is, if for some reason after 7 years this construction isn't done or something's wrong and the state's unhappy, they can go after this town for the
town. So yeah. What they're seeking to do is come up with some kind of a protection in which maybe a performance bond or something to that effect is signed between the housing trust and the town, and that will alleviate any concerns. And again, there's been a lot of friction there, and hopefully this will appease everybody and the fact that it will be safe to go ahead with the project. So, yeah, the Falls Village has a lot of news these days. Over in Salisbury was an interesting case about a stone wall that was built on town property up on Housatonic River Road, and the selectmen were adamant that that wall has got to be either come down or moved back. I really have never seen them so adamant, that group. They've been pretty mild, but all three selectmen felt that this wall, it's encroaching something about somewhere around 9 feet, and they are insistent that it come down, and even though attorney Mark Capasoletto argued in favor of maybe allowing it to stay, that they said no. So we'll be watching that to see what happens. Looking ahead, we have some busy things coming up. Cornwall Board of Selectmen is tomorrow night,
yep.
And so is Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
No, sorry.
No.
Sharon is the next week.
The next week.
And Tuesday, Wednesday night, there's going to be an interesting meeting in Keene. They're going to be discussing three ordinances that they've been talking about for several years now. One is about tax abatements, one is about food trucks, and one is about blight. And they're going to give a half hour each to discussion of those starting at 7 p.m. And that's in person at the town hall on Wednesday. CAMA, the antique machinery show, starts here on the 24th and goes all weekend. We have the Cornwall Mutts show on Saturday, which is entertaining, where the dogs come and compete in various contests and win prizes. And then the West celebration of its anniversary is at the Grove on Sunday from 3 to 5. And the thing I'm missing, Marshall, is the hospital meeting. I just can't...
29th, I think.
29th.
29th.
Okay. I just somehow have to get that in, but I knew
so the West thing is this weekend at the Grove.
The West thing is, yeah.
Yep.
26th.
Yep.
Right. Yep. So, busy week, and I'm sure there'll be more
news coming out. The Sharon Classic Road Races on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
The Sharon Classic Road Race is back.
That's back. I got to add that to the calendar. Okay. So lots of things going on now that the weather is, it's going to start getting cold and people want to get their fundraisers in and their activities in, but they also want to get them again because we've been so lacking because of the pandemic.
That's it. All right, Ruth, we'll check with you next Monday.
Okay, I'll put my roller skates on, and I'll be back here next Monday.
All right, take care.
Thanks, Marshall.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Once again, we can find them at rep-am.com.